Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 7 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. The skies over Israel today have been mostly clear, with a gentle breeze offering some comfort in Tel Aviv. Jerusalem saw a sunny afternoon, while Haifa enjoyed mild temperatures. As night falls, expect a warm evening across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports 5 hours ago that IDF forces killed Hezbollah terrorists in southern Lebanon and targeted terror infrastructure. Also, earlier this hour, Ynet said Iran has cut oil output amid fears of renewed war, with exports plunging under the U.S. blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. Also this hour, I-24 News reports a warning from an IRGC general that war is likely to resume after Trump's rejection of the latest proposal. Separately, Hebrew University has condemned an attack on a nun in Jerusalem. JTA highlighted this incident earlier today as part of a rising hostility toward the Christian community. And finally, Times of Israel noted just minutes ago that Hezbollah fired rockets at IDF troops in Lebanon, although no injuries have been reported. Reaction has been swift on social media. Times of Israel shared moments ago that IDF struck terror sites after Hezbollah fired rockets at troops in Lebanon. Alex Plitzas, a security analyst, posted earlier today about tensions between Israel and Hezbollah, noting the inaction by the Lebanese government as a potential catalyst for renewed conflict. First, Squawk, an economic news service, reported within the past hour that Israeli airstrikes targeted multiple locations in southern Lebanon. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with events in southern Lebanon, the Jerusalem Post detailed that the IDF's operations resulted in the elimination of Hezbollah terrorists. This comes amid renewed hostilities in the area, with the IDF also targeting various terror infrastructure. The situation remains tense, raising concerns of further escalation in the region. Turning to Iran's oil output, Ynet reports that the reduction is linked to the U.S. blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. Talks with Washington remain stalled, and Iran has declared its forces ready for conflict. This development could impact global oil prices and heighten regional tensions. Meanwhile, I-24 News highlights an IRGC general's statement regarding the likelihood of resumed conflict. This follows former President Trump's rejection of a new proposal. The ongoing geopolitical tensions could affect diplomatic relations and regional stability. On the domestic front, JTA has brought attention to the attack on a nun in Jerusalem. Hebrew University described it as part of a troubling pattern of hostility toward Christians. This incident is fueling debates about religious tolerance in Israel. Turning to business and markets, CTEC reported that Intel's stock surge has resulted in a financial windfall for employees and the U.S. government, with the government's stake now valued at $36 billion. Separately, Walla Business highlighted that crime in Israel's Arab sector is costing the economy billions. The chief economist's office estimates direct costs stand at 10 billion shekels, impacting the national GDP significantly. And finally, Globes reports that banks are seeking to declare Nochi Dankner bankrupt. The former IDB group, controlling shareholders' debt settlement with banks, has collapsed. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 8 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.